Standing up for the right to dry. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Susan Taylor knew it was against the rules.
I sort of knew it was against the rules.
It was against the rules out there in Bend, Oregon, but no matter.
I couldn't stand it anymore.
Which is why, as part of her personal crusade against global warming, Susan Taylor put up a clothesline in her backyard and hung out her laundry in violation of her property covenant. When the lady next door complained, she said it was a matter of conscience.
What am I going to tell my daughter? That I care more about me hanging clotheslines than I do about her future?
And what'd she say to that?
She put her hands up on either side of her face by her eyes, and she said, we don't think like that.
So Susan Taylor could face a lawsuit. Yes, she would have been happy to hide her wet underwear behind a fence, except...
No, fences aren't allowed up here.
The covenant also prohibits fences. So now she hangs her clothes in the garage, with the door closed, under protest. And she is not alone. Alex Lee, the founder of Project Laundry List, says suburbia is full of closet Susan Taylors.
People email us all the time. Most of them want to remain confidential.
Yes, in sleeper cells, waiting for their chance to change our laws.
There's right to dry legislation being introduced in New Hampshire this year.
In the meantime, Susan has noticed that laundry is not the only neighborhood menace.
Freestanding basketball courts. Having a bright colored plastic slide.
Which are also against the neighborhood covenants. So the fight has been joined. And here we were worried about the government taking away property rights. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.